1.7, how to read a statute. Just want to clean up something from 1.6, and that's that it's really easy to find a statute using Westlaw or Lexis, the online legal research systems. Whereas in the library, you'll need to locate the appropriate publication, for instance, the United States Code or the North Carolina General Statutes or Florida Statutes Annotated, whatever the publication is, and then you'll have to find the appropriate volume that contains the title, chapter, and section you're interested in, and then you'll actually turn to that section in the book. In the online legal research systems, you'll only have to type in the citation, and it'll take you right to it. So it's very easy to use. But it's important to do both, because you need to know how to use the law library as well, and we'll learn why that is a little later. All right, in terms of reading a statute, there are really three basic components here for reading a statute. Let's take a look at the example that's at the top of the page here. 2051 is section 2051. We have the bold-faced title for that section. And then that's the actual statute itself. All those paragraphs and subparagraphs. Notice that we've got paragraph A, and then subparagraph 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Then paragraph B. So this is 2051A, 1 through 6. And then 2051B, 1 through 4. That's how you would read this. But that's the statute. Then at the bottom is what we call history. In parentheses, that's the public law that created it. Sometimes you'll see other legislative history there. To be honest, that's not usually real important. We'll talk more about that later, but you won't typically quote that. You're going to quote the actual statute itself, those chapters A and B and any of their sub-paragraphs that, I should say paragraph A and B, and any of the subparagraphs that might be relevant. You can use the viewpoint here to see another example of a statute, of a couple statutes actually. The paralegal perspective here is discussing why statutes and reading statutes is important to a paralegal. In fact, the perspectives are always about how this is going to affect you as a working paralegal. We're trying to bridge the gap between what you're doing now as a student and how this will affect your world as a working paralegal.